the power of our voice. The power of our voice. Our voice is a very special device. They say that the eye, the iris of the eye and so forth, has a certain code to it. Everyone's eye is different. Fingerprints are different. Voice sounds are different. And even a person who tries to sound different is not different. The voice code picks him up and knows it. And now they're coming out with a new program. It's called radiation. In other words, your radiant energy, your aura is going to be detected. And everyone has a unique and very special aura, and so they'll be able to really know right off when a person is coming near and when the person is there or not. And presently, the telephone company has a special system available. They merely have latched on to the genius of the current vogue, which is our voice. And they had voicemail, they had voice everything else under the sun, and they are developing voice so that you can speak on a tape or a talk, and it presently works, and it will type 150 words a minute of your speech, and it's supposed to be very excellent. Now, we've bought several of the voice programs, which took 6 hours to train the machine to hear your voice, and then it didn't work. Then it came out with all sorts of interesting grumbled attitudes and stuff. But now they have this voice telephone. And if you say, or you dial number, and was it 215, something like that? You dial number and 215, and then you just say, call Ellen. You say, call the library. You say, call Uncle Joe. You say, call the president. And, of course, if you have several presidents, then you have to say, President of the United States, or the President of Russia, or the President of wherever. And it will dial those numbers up and keep them in a memory and refer to it instantaneously. And this is a new system. And for $4.95 a month, you can have that on your phone. So that all you have to do is pick up the phone, and I guess you got to press the number, the pound sign, and whatever the number is, 214 or whatever, and then speak. But I mean, if you have to press the pound and then speak, what's the big deal? But I guess they have it so that you can press it with your thumb. But in any event, it's very interesting. A genius of it is that it recognizes your voice, and it won't pick up anybody else's voice on the telephone. If somebody else comes along and wants to use your phone and says pound 215, dial Aunt Martha, you know, and it won't do it. Now, this is supposed to be very selective and very protective, but also very expensive. I mean, a telephone company calls, you ask for something on information, and they say, the number you want is blah, 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 and for 75 cents, we'll dial that for you. Mm-hmm. And I thought, no, thank you. I can push my finger around there for 75 cents quite comfortably, you know. And when you dial on your cellular phone, they don't say that, because they're already charging you an arm and a leg. So they say, and then the phone is dialed now for you. You ask for a number, and they give you the number, but they first they dial it, and then they give you the number. So while it's dialing, they say, and the number is XYZ2456, and then click, there it is, and you're talking to the people. Now, you might just have wanted to get the number, And you have to do that. But then you're allowed to have two numbers for the price of one. So if you're sure to tell them right away that you want two numbers, then you get them. But otherwise, you just get one number and it's dialed and you're out of business. And of course, you can imagine that saves them a lot of money. But this voice dialing is quite something. It's quite remarkable. And I have this voice books now, which reads books on tape for people. And I can also dial up a radio station or a television station, anything I want. But I don't dial the station, I just dial the moderator. I just dial the speaker. And then he reads the report of whatever it is that's there going on. For instance, I want the report on the weather condition in San Diego. And this simulated voice will tell me the weather condition in San Diego. Now, Ray has found the talking books to be very wonderful. And he contacts his local library, and they deliver free the talking books to him. And he can have them changed, you know, once a month or whatever he wants, or every week or every day. And he was showing me how it worked. And you just take a little card that's in the back, turn it over, and stick it back in the mail. And one day Ray said, you know, when you don't see too well, you make mistakes. I forgot to put the tapes in the box. And so he called and told him what happened. And he said, well, just stuff them in the next box, you know. And so he put them in the next box. And instead of one set, they had two sets that came through. But they didn't really care. They said the books are so well received and doing so beautifully that people are just finding a new lease on life. It's so much better than the television, where the television is geared for people to see it. And books are designed for people to read it and think it, you know.
Yes.
And so it's really quite marvelous for that to happen. Hmm? And that's great. Oh, the jingle jingle? Never mind it. Our audience is used to jingle jingle jingle. So think about it. Power of the voice. Our voice has been projected with megaphones. You know, that's these circular things you put to your lips. It's been by shouting and by singing loud and by sound systems. And always it's the voice. Always it's the voice that carries the message and gets the thoughts through to people. And so it would be a great idea for us to always be on top of everything, not that we buy it, but always be on top of it to know what's the latest, because who knows what miracles might take place at some very special time when we want to have something taking place in our life. So, that's our instant inspiration, which I didn't introduce. And this is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly at the University of Chicago and the University of Healing here in Campo, California. So bless you, and have a wonderful evening and a wonderful day and a wonderful life.